Let us pray. God our Father, may we look forward with hope to our resurrection, for you have made us your sons and daughters and restored the joy of our youth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed, all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me, with him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exalted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the nether world, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. On this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he received the promises of the Holy Spirit from the Father and poured him forth, as you see and hear." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Delights that await me in your presence. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, if you invoke as Father him who judges impartially according to each one's works, conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your sojourning, realizing that you were ransomed from your futile conduct handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and they did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described. But him they did not see. And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are. How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further, but they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them, who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
There should be a packet like this in your pews. It's not decorating them. I want you to get one. One person from every family unit here. There should be pencils in the pews. If you do not have one of these little packets and you do not have a pencil, please raise your hand and someone around you can get you on ushers. See that man right there? He's got lots of extra. We got one for everybody. We need you to put your name and address, street, your mailing address, street, city, zip, up here on the top part of the white card. Okay? Guess what we're doing here? You've done this before. This is part of our yearly duty in preaching the gospel, not only in our immediate area, but throughout the Archdiocese of Detroit. So we will now hear about what this is about from our Archbishop.
Thank you. the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Archbishop of Detroit, Alan H. Vigneron.
Dear Sean, brothers and sisters nothing on the in screens. The Lord, as Chief Shepherd of the Archdiocese of Detroit, I continue to be humbled by the support our Lord accords me.
Gabriel, stop distracting your father.
Of our priests, the dedication of our deacons and religious sisters and brothers, and the fervent prayers of our entire communion of faith. This generous support is echoed throughout the Archdiocese. While we have signs that our economy is improving, many in our community continue to face difficult challenges. But our Lord, in His divine mercy, assures us that we do not struggle alone. He strengthens us through faith, so we can work together and support one another on our journey to holiness. It is fitting that we continue our theme, sharing Christ in and through the Church, for this year's Catholic Services Appeal. Your generous gifts to the annual CSA allow the Archdiocese of Detroit to share Christ through a variety of ministries, programs, and services, both spiritual and temporal. Not only do these vital resources benefit countless people on a daily basis throughout Southeast Michigan, this archdiocesan outreach advances the evangelizing mission Christ gives His Church to share His good news with everyone. In many ways, we all share in the benefits of the CSA. Throughout our lives, we witness the good works that our generous gifts support. Catholic schools and parish religious education programs continue the lifelong formation in the Catholic faith that parents begin at home. CSA-funded ministries and programs strengthen the faith lives of our youth and young adults and prepare engaged couples for the sacrament of marriage. CSA gifts provide Sacred Heart Major Seminary with resources needed to form and educate priests and permanent deacons, as well as lay pastoral ministers and catechists to serve in our parishes. CSA-funded programs encourage priestly vocations through discernment events for men of all ages. Through gifts to the CSA, we share the good news of Christ through ever-expanding modern means of communication. The Archdiocese of Detroit's website provides a wealth of information that can be accessed 24 hours a day. The Mass for Shut-ins gives great comfort to those unable to leave home for Mass. The CSA supports training materials for RCIA, so we may welcome new members into our family of faith. Other CSA-funded resources provide guidance for parish pastoral councils, parish planning, and Christian stewardship formation. No one parish can provide all of the ministries, programs, and services made possible through the CSA. These resources are available to everyone, so parishes do not need to duplicate our efforts. The readings during this Easter season give special insight into our CSA theme. In passages from the Acts of the Apostles, we learn how the early disciples shared all things in common and provided for everyone's need, all the while praising God. St. Peter, in his first letter, teaches that through Christ's resurrection, we are given a new birth. This is cause for rejoicing, even though we may have to suffer the distress of many trials. In St. John's Gospel, Christ bestows His peace and the gift of the Holy Spirit on His disciples. And through Jesus' encounter with Thomas, He gives us an important lesson on His gift of faith, which He generously gives to those who strive to be His disciples. These timely teachings clearly illustrate the joy that comes from sharing our faith and God-given resources. Our gifts to the Catholic Services Appeal live out that faith and spirit of sharing. I thank you in advance for your commitment to the work of our local church. Please be assured of my prayerful best wishes for you and for all in our archdiocese as we strive to carry out Christ's mission. Amen.
We are not an independent Catholic church. We're part of a universal church, and we have a piece of the puzzle, but the things that the Archbishop was talking about, we regularly benefit from. I thought this was the best presentation I've seen in a while, just straightforward telling you what it is that CSA does. It helps us all the time. Did you enjoy the seminarians when they came and seeing the witness of all of those men studying for the priesthood? Well, this is just one of the things that's just one of the things that this money goes to, but it helps us in parish councils, it helps us in Christian service, it helps us in RCIA. They've contributed money to our Christian service projects. It trains our catechists. It trains our financial people. There's just so many things. Have you ever visited the website? You really should. It's kind of a clearinghouse for all that's going on in the Archdiocese. And I'm glad to announce that this is the seventh year in a row that the Archdiocese has made a sizable contribution to our school. Last year, they said it would be the last year, and they gave us $100,000. This year, they gave us another $50,000 for this coming year. That's almost as much as the whole amount they're asking us to contribute, given back in one gift. We have benefited much in the past. We continue to benefit much from our relationship to the Archdiocese. We get back from them much more than we contribute. So it's very appropriate that we be asked to do the part that we've been asked. It's down from last year. I'll get to the specific amount in a minute. This is one of two ways that people can contribute to the parish without incurring the archdiocesan tax, it's called. All of the contributions, 7% go to the archdiocese. That's the other way that it gets money for the things that it does. All of this money goes directly to our goal, and any money over the goal comes directly back to the parish. This is not a normal second collection. Those work if it's for the retired religious and you donate $5,000, $5,000 goes to retired religious. This is not like that. We just don't give to the Archdiocese what you contribute. We have a bill that we need to meet. If we fall short of that, then we have to pay the difference out of operating funds. If we contribute more than that, then that comes back to the parish. And for 8 years in a row, we've gone over. I've always announced at this time that we've gone over. Matt, you know, we haven't gone over this year yet, have we? And there's one more payment left. So we hope to go over again this year, but we're closer than we've ever been to going over. But thousands of dollars have come back to the parish in overages over the last 8 or 9 years. This card is the point of our communications. You can make a pledge. You can make a donation. You can make a pledge and a donation. You can make that commitment here today and put this card in the collection basket. You can bring it back next week and put it in the collection basket. You can put it in the mail. You can drop it by the office. And several people told me at 4 o'clock that I did not say what I usually said. You can always send it in by carrier pigeon. Any way that you get it to us is going to be fine. There's lots of ways to do that. You can make a commitment now. You can make it tomorrow. You can make it next week. But we really want everybody to participate. I think this is the fourth or fifth year in a row that we've not raised the target amount because our contributions, our portion went down this year. I didn't think it was the time to raise the amount that we're asking everyone to contribute. That amount remains the same at $175. If you can contribute $200, please do it. If you can contribute more, we need you to, because we know that many of you can't contribute $175. If you can only contribute a part of that, please don't think that isn't needed. We need everybody to participate at the level at which they can. This year, there is a new option. And that is you can pay with a credit card or an automatic checking account deduction, okay? Now you can indicate that on the middle of the card, there's two boxes that it says, please send a reminder envelope. Put another box under there and put credit card or automatic deduction, and the diocese will get in contact with you to pay that. Don't write any numbers down here. The diocese will contact you, and in a secure way, you can give them that information if you want to contribute with a credit card or an automatic checking account deduction. Our goal this year is $54,481. And this is $1,150 lower than last year. It's a complex formula, and that's probably less because our collections were less last year. It's actually a good thing if it goes up because that means our collections went up. But this year it is $54,481. We really need everyone to participate. The number of people participating has gone down consistently over the last 5 years. Not a lot, still in the 400s, but it's gone from 498 to 461 to 431 to 409 people last year who participated. We need more people to participate, not less, at whatever level you can afford. We're asking for $175 per giving per family unit. Any questions? Anybody want to come up now and hand in their check? No, just kidding. Matt, did I miss anything? St. Linus has a tremendous history of generosity. I thank you for that generosity. I ask you to continue it and deepen it if possible. Always remember that God loves a cheerful giver and he will never be outdone in generosity. Thank you.